Asian equity markets took a hard fall overnight, and the S&P futures were sitting around 7,625 when we pulled the data this morning, down about 18 points from the previous session. The driver is a confluence of factors that have been building for weeks. Rising oil prices from the U.S.-Iran hostilities, surging bond yields across four continents, and a general flight from risk assets that's pushing investors into cash positions they haven't held since the rate uncertainty of 2023.
The bond sell-off is the part of this story that gets less attention than equities, but arguably matters more. When bond yields surge simultaneously across the US, Europe, Japan, and emerging markets, it suggests that investors are repricing the risk of holding sovereign debt, which is the foundation of the global financial system. That's not a local market event. That's a structural signal that the cost of government borrowing is rising everywhere at the same time. And that has consequences for every country trying to finance deficits.
Shane's Hong Kong IPO continues to have a difficult launch. Day two saw shares drop again. The specific percentage wasn't disclosed in early trading data, but the trend continues a pattern that started on the first day of trading. Shane's IPO was one of the most anticipated in the Hong Kong market in years, given the platform's extraordinary scale. The early performance reflects both investor skepticism about the regulatory environment for Chinese-adjacent consumer platforms and broader concerns about the premium at which the shares were priced coming in.
The Oklo story is one I want to spend a moment on because it connects to the AI energy narrative. Oklo is a small modular reactor developer. Think nuclear power plants that are significantly smaller and theoretically faster to deploy than conventional reactors. The company had a deal to supply power to a data center project that was backed by Meta. The grid operator pulled that project this week, and Oklo shares fell as a result. The deeper issue is that tech companies' voracious demand for clean, reliable power has created a market for nuclear energy that companies like Oklo were trying to supply, and the regulatory and infrastructure barriers remain substantial.
Let me use the Oklo story to bring in a concept that's relevant to understanding what's happening in the energy and tech markets right now, because the question of market power and competitive dynamics is front and center. There's a lot of discussion about whether the handful of large tech companies that are driving AI energy demand are creating a monopoly-adjacent situation in the power markets. And that's worth understanding carefully in a legal sense. When people talk about monopoly in everyday language, they mean one company dominates a market. But the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, which is still the foundational U.S. antitrust statute, has a more precise definition. A company can have a large market share without violating the Sherman Act. What the law prohibits is the willful acquisition or maintenance of monopoly power through exclusionary conduct. Market share alone isn't enough. Courts look at whether a company used illegitimate means to shut out competition. The standard case is United States v. Microsoft in 2001, where Microsoft held roughly 90% of the PC operating system market. The court didn't penalize them for being dominant. It penalized them for using contracts and technical restrictions to prevent PC manufacturers from offering competing browsers. The key distinction is between winning by being better versus winning by making it harder for rivals to compete. In the AI energy context, if a single tech company were to lock up power purchase agreements in a way that structurally excluded competitors from data center markets, that's the kind of conduct that draws antitrust scrutiny, not merely the fact of being large.
That's important context, because the DOJ and FTC have both signaled interest in AI infrastructure concentration. Oklo's situation, a promising technology losing a major contract, is one data point in what's becoming a broader story about who controls the power that runs AI.
Baidu's CFO had some numbers this week that cut against the bearish narrative on AI economics. GPU investment payback timelines have shortened from 5 or 6 years to 2 or 3 years as AI revenue now accounts for more than half of Baidu's total sales. Search-level margins on AI products would be transformative for the entire sector. Those are margins in the 40 to 50% range in operating terms. If Baidu is genuinely approaching that, it suggests the monetization problem that skeptics have cited is closer to being solved than the pessimists believed.